Burmese Americans waited in line for more than 6 hours to see their heroine, the woman they call Mommy Sue. Be healthy, they chant to democracy advocate Aung San Suu Kyi. She was released 2 years ago after serving nearly 19 years of her life under house arrest by the military government. Burma is rich with ethnic diversity. That's also the source, though, of violent conflict. But here, different ethnic groups handed her gifts, and she delivered advice.
Don't focus on the conflict. Focus on reconciliation.
It's a different concept in a country where transparency is foreign and compromise is new. These scenes were secretly shot for the documentary, they call it Myanmar.
Do you think of yourself as a politician?
Filmmaker Robert Lieberman spent 4 years in the country and interviewed Aung San Suu Kyi.
She's probably right now the only person who can hold the country together.
At another location on this campus, Aung San Suu Kyi tailored her speech to the Burmese students, warning them never to take their freedoms for granted.
I hope you will all understand what it is like to struggle for human rights and democracy in Burma. It may seem to you not quite real until you meet it face to face.
About the conference?
Sapna Chatpar Constantine protested on Burma's behalf for years and was here to see Aung San Suu Kyi. Constantine discovered her passion for human rights as a college student.
I think that that type of message resonates on campuses all over the world, and she knows that. She knows the power of the student groups. She's seen it in Burma, she's seen it around the world.
Aung San Suu Kyi will be 70 years old when the next elections occur. She cannot be president because of restrictions in the Burmese constitution.
But what initially motivated you?
So she wants the youth to direct the future of Burma.
During your detention,
this group has the freedom to question their lawmakers and to demand change, something she was punished for time and time again in her country.
I was far more fortunate than those who were in prison.
In Queens, New York, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.
Wave Radio. So everything I did